when Seema brought up that Tushar not only was in films, but he liked poetry, I went, oh, tell me more, Tushar. He's hot, too.
He's hot, but this is a problem. This is what I was going to bring up. But she's a poet, too. And Poodle, what happens when two poets date one another?
They must kill one another.
Oh, Poodle, we need to record 90 Day Fiancé.
I don't know. What if we recapped another show? Would that be okay?
Oh, my, how original. Poodle, you can do whatever you want.
Right, it's my show.
Our show.
Our show. Want to hear my idea?
You have to keep your clothes on.
Then I have another idea.
When you don't know which to pick,
a nice vagine or a friendly dick. Bye.
Bye.
Curious do. When you want another show,
not 90 Day, one we don't know. Bye.
Bye.
Curious
do. They say variety's the spice of life.
Why stop that? Just one husband or one wife.
Poodle, that's polygamy.
I'm sex positive.
So email, Facebook, send a text.
Tell us the show that we should do next. By Curious. On with the show.
There can be only one.
That's going to be the most depressed couple you ever met in your life.
Well, as Tushar says, people always ask me if I'm sad when I write poetry, but Instagram is my creative space. And then I wanted to claw off my skin.
Yeah.
And then, because he doesn't like his parents enough, she's like, oh, next. Yeah,
that would make you lean in. When someone said, we've watched how many 90 Day, Jen from 90 Day Fiancé the other way went, what? An Indian man who's not close to his parents? Sign me up.
I know. I went, please.
Jenny is going,
you wouldn't have a crazy mother-in-law.
Sweet, he's not close to his mom. Sweet.
Y'all, this is my curious episode. Your my curious episode, Indian Matchmaking Season 3. We are doing Episode 3.
A, B, C, D.
A, B, C, D, E.
What is that song? The Jackson 5 song?
No, that's, come on. Jackson 5 song is ABC.
Oh, they didn't have
it. But you know that song, A, B, C, D? People are screaming at me because they know the song. And they're saying, how can Maddie have not heard this song?
But they're mainly saying, though, well, I can't believe Poodle's so wrong.
No, I'm saying the song.
The song. No, they're saying, I just don't know who wrote it. Know it.
Or recorded.
They're judging you, not me.
Right.
A, B, C, D stands for American Born Confused Desi.
Yes. Yes.
What would A, B, C, D mean to you, Poodle?
All but cock delivered.
I don't want to ask what that means.
Or all but cock delivered. That's an evening.
Wow.
Like, things are going to be all but
yeah, we got delivery. We got it. Yeah, I don't, sorry I asked.
Like, in other words, okay, they knock at my door, there are no pleasantries.
Cock delivered.
I know.
Cocky, instead of pizza. Cocky.
I'm literally there in a jock strap.
I don't know what grossed me out more, thinking about Little Caesars or you and that.
Remember, Little Caesars is terrible.
Remember, though, when it was an event and everybody, and it was, remember when you got Little Caesars?
It's
and you,
not even food.
But you ate it.
I know, but it's really
had
not
it at,
good.
We had it at every middle school function because it was cheap. And remember, it came, you're like, pizza in a square. Who makes pizza in a square?
Are they still around?
I think so, yes.
I know there's one on Santa Monica that always looked sad.
There, oh, we used to go do laundry there.
Yeah.
Remember? I think they stole some of my shirts. I just read like an Instagram meme thing.
You're being the ADHD mom from Christopher Ryan.
It's true.
Y'all, also, we've decided that we want to talk to him and we want him to somehow be on the show.
We don't know how.
We don't know how, but if you want to like Instagram him or DM him.
No one knows him.
But I'm saying sometimes he has fans who will tag him.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, and we love him. I love him, love him, love him.
I do too.
Yeah, I think he's so smart and so funny.
Well, I read on Instagram meme, so it must be true, that the guy from Little Caesars is from Detroit and apparently paid for Rosa Parks' apartment the last 10 years of her life.
Wow!
I don't know if it's true, but if it's on the internet, it has to be.
Can we go back to Indian matchmaking,
sure,
please?
Sure. Let's talk about this older couple that met for 5 minutes and then they were engaged and married.
I love this. It sounds great to me, although the only addition I would need is they met for five minutes, then they got married, then the will happened, and then he disappeared.
He disappeared, yeah.
That sounds magical to me. Cut the 34 years out.
Well, you know what? It sounds more magical to me too. I'm watching this through new eyes now, because the last time we watched this, I was in a relationship.
That's right.
But now I think love is dead. So sign me up in an arranged marriage. Why bother?
I will say, I think when you do have, again, I can't speak to arranged marriages, as I've never been in one.
I kind of like it now.
There's something about having a clean slate and having to start off of saying, well, we're getting married now, so we're going to have to build a relationship.
We have to make this work.
And there's no romantic notions of what we had when we first met. Remember that connection? Because there isn't.
It's in a way, it's kind of a more realistic version of marriage in some ways.
Well, it was the original version of marriage.
It was the original version
of marriage. Marriage was a transfer of property.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah, it really is.
So,
really going back to the roots.
I honestly find the notion very interesting.
It's a great show. You said, I forgot how good the show is. And I went, it really is a great show.
Great show.
So,
did you watch last season? I know you watched the first season.
No.
I watched season two.
No.
Yeah. If you, I
would, but we just watch so much dating and reality show. I'm just not going to watch a show anymore.
This is a much more wholesome show than what we watch normally.
I think that's why I never used to like any of the Salt Lake Housewives stuff. But I think I started watching because it's such a breath of fresh air from our shows.
Yeah.
It's just different.
I will say how I unwind from watching constant reality trash is really good scripted content, which we are swimming in right now. Hopefully we can keep swimming in it if we can finally get some talks with the writers.
Yeah, that's gonna be September.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Hopefully, I think though there's still a lot of scripted stuff in the hopper.
There is.
So yeah,
in the hopper.
And then y'all, the only plus side of the strike is that there's lots of reality content.
Joe Schmo's coming back. Get ready.
The only
Get
plus.
Ready.
Hopefully, the city of Los Angeles doesn't go bankrupt. But hopefully.
We made it through a panty. We'll be fine. We'll be fine.
So, Viral, if you watch season two, you met Viral, who struggled through several matches Seema Aunty tried to make for her. I'm filling you in on this, but Ashe was one of the, was like, I want to say the third man she interested. And at first, Vera was a little like, he's kind of a, I'm not sure the vibe. And then he kind of convinced her on.
He's cute.
I like him. And he's so funny. And I'm an Ashe stan.
And they live in the U.S. And they
both of them
they
do.
Flew to India to meet his parents.
Yes. But in season two, like near the end of season two, and since season two, they've been dating more, and that's what they showed us on the first couple episodes.
Okay,
and I don't know if they've said "I love you" yet. I don't think I remember, but they've kissed and I think they haven't fucked. Oh, I think they have. I think Ashe is a dirty pig. I'd get down with him.
When's You haven't gotten laid since you were in Mexico, have
about
you?
A week.
Yeah, it's time. You're talking about the jock strap and Dirty Pig. It's time. Call in the regulars and say you're back from Mexico.
It only lasts a week.
3 days for you, really.
And then I'm in the desert.
Yeah.
So,
I've been through the desert with a dick with no name.
It's just one dick joke after another.
It is.
So, they are going. They're literally going to India to meet.
Yeah, they're meeting his parents.
To meet Akshay's parents.
They're cute.
And this is the parents. First time meeting
so
a girl.
Akshay grew up in India, right?
I
or no?
Think he did.
I think he did, and Viral did not, but she
no,
wants
Viral
to convince
is,
him.
Viral is American born.
And she wants to convince him that she's not the ABCD because she
right.
speaks Hindi, she said, right?
She does. No, Gujarati.
Gujarati, I'm sorry.
Which is what they speak. She might speak Hindi too. I don't know. But she does. She learned Gujarati so she could speak to her grandmother, she said. And the parents, his parents were like, fuck yes.
I love that the mom's like, well, I'm a librarian, but my children don't read. Just shady
well, the
already.
The amount of shade oh. that they throw. I think the interesting thing is.
Just checking. Okay. Keep
these
talking.
These two throw shade at each other pretty regularly.
Okay.
And initially, that was hard for some men who are with Viral to take. But Akshay kind of throws it back at her.
Seems like he's got a nice dick. He seems pretty confident. He just gives a swagger.
I'll say this.
Oh, God.
The confidence dick parallel is not always true.
Okay.
Trust me. I will say this. Akshay's
according
one
to
of
Stormy
my,
Daniels, we had a past president who
true.
Exemplified that.
Akshay's one of my favorite guys.
Of the whole series. All the guys are hot on this show.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. All the women are gorgeous.
They're gorgeous too.
Roshali is
she's beautiful,
stunning.
I also think
all the women are gorgeous.
Priya is beautiful too.
She is, but she's boy. She is. Oh, there's one episode past this where Priya. I'll say this again later on. Priya doesn't want to get married. Priya is trying to please her parents right now. She needs to sort out some stuff. She doesn't even like any of the guys she's with. Yeah, it's I don't know. She gives me Aparna vibes, who I love. But Aparna does not want to get married either.
No.
They're doing it a lot of times to please their parents. And then they just inflict whatever they can upon the men they're going out with.
Just, yeah.
Yeah. God, I miss Aparna.
Did she end up finding someone?
No.
Just not on this season?
No, I think she decided that she wasn't getting the most positive of feedback on the show. Seema had it with her on season two. Although I really liked her because she was so honest and so blunt. And she would just tell things. She would
she
tell
was
like
season one, right?
Yes,
yeah, I remember.
She
her.
Would tell. Tell she moved to New York in season two, and she would tell guys, "Can you sit up straight?"
Wow,
it was a lot, but it was fun to watch. I thoroughly enjoyed her. She wasn't settling.
You just said, "I'm sorry," because I'm watching Drag Race right now, but I think I'm going to start calling you Poodle in Closet because you just said because she was fun to watch. Watch.
What? With subtly sweetness.
And every time he does it, it makes me think of you now, and it makes me laugh so much.
I'm working on getting that too.
I like it.
I had to postpone getting my tooth bonded.
I like it. I think it's cute. I want you to keep it. Could you have him take more out so it'll do? I think it's sweet.
I'm trying not to return to, trying to fight the urge to strike you.
I like it.
So anyway, what you need to know about... Viral, she's lovely. She is a little hard to tame. I think she also is a parent's girl, very much like a lot of these women tend to be. Mm. There's meeting with the parents, and they're like, what should I ask them? Should I tell them that you're always late? And he's like, oh, they already know.
They are. And then I love, because this is such a thing. She's like, you probably were born late. The mother said, yes, he was 5 days late. And she said, and I was early, because astrology, all that kind of stuff is very important to them.
Yeah, culturally, yeah. And then
I kind of want to go to India.
Okay. Great.
You want to go together?
No, absolutely not. I wouldn't want to go to India with you.
Why not?
No.
It'd be like we'd be this.
We need to travel separately, especially internationally, because you would embarrass me.
I would not.
Yes, you would. So later on, and then they ask at the end of this meeting, they're like, so you'll come back in August? So the parents are into her.
They're into her.
And they're going for shopping. They're shopping for jewelry.
Y'all, are they shopping for jewelry? These pieces are gorgeous.
They're not fucking around.
Yeah. They're not, what does he do for a living?
I'm not sure. I think it's tech.
He dropped some coin on this woman.
Oh, every family who's on this, who can be on this show, is doing quite well.
This is why, especially I the think Americans. I'm into this matchmaking thing now. I don't care if you love me. If you're just somewhat decent, have a 401k, and you take me to buy a bracelet like that, I'll marry you.
Wow.
That's where I am. Sure. Hi ho, the glamorous life.
Well, if you were 20 years younger, maybe that would be possible.
That hurts.
But it's
that
true.
That was real. Wow.
You got to do like me. I only go 30 years older. So you got to go, if you're in your 40s now, it's only 70s.
I think I'm going to have to go get some of my love handles put into my ass to get some of those 60-year-old men.
Yeah, in your 40s, even the guys in their 50s and 60s, they ain't looking for trophies in their 40s. No, no.
No.
No, no. That expiration date is 30. 30 years.
I went to see, speaking of, when I went to see Night Music, I saw this little, it was so smart. Because it was a little twink, more like a twunk.
Yeah.
He was growing out of his twinkness, so he couldn't get the 40-year-old. So he was there literally with a white-haired man with a cane, probably in his early 70s. And he was kind of a, he looked like a pool floaty that had been inflated a little bit. Like a puffy twunk.
Ooh.
With bad,
she knows what's up.
That had cystic acne and acne scars, Ooh. And was wearing bad makeup over
it. She's reliving. She's living her best life.
But she was there at fucking Night Music, and she was wearing a Rolex watch,
and a
beautiful diamond ring,
and they had good seats,
and they amazing. Yeah. They did have amazing seats, and I thought
we could all learn a little bit from.
I did this wrong.
Gotta keep an eye out for the canes.
Yes.
That tells you. It also gives you a level. It gives you a clue to the degree of infirmity.
I am just like, whoa, boy.
Get you a cane. Get you a man with a cane. Get you a man with a cane. And then you'll get that diamond ring.
Mm-hmm. I'm here for it.
Where are we? So, y'all, they are shopping, and at one point, the guy's like, are we looking for an engagement ring? And it was one point, you could hear the brake squeal, and she's like, no.
And
because he's a little bit of a bro still, and a little bit enjoying. He was pretty much forced into marrying by his family, too, like as a lot of these people are. And the women are getting older, so the men are usually trying to get married because they're aging out of that time. And the parents are just like, please help my son get married. The women are realizing if they want children, they have to do it now. And the women sometimes have, like Aparna, like Priya, you can feel that the women have this little bit of resentment towards their parents even making them do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very interesting divergent view. I find this show fascinating.
It's a great show.
Yeah. So she buys her a lovely bracelet, y'all. Diamonds are forever.
Oh, great.
Diamond pussy. Sorry, says diamond pussy. Wow, 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 wow. A pussy is made of diamonds.
You got to get fucked. You're crazy.
I had too much coffee.
You did.
It's now just kicking in.
Great.
Rushali.
Rushali. It's just a day. It's just a day. Don't be nervous. It's just a day.
Now.
She's talking to herself. She is nervous. She's about to shit her pants.
A little backstory about Rushali.
Okay.
She is extreme. Rushali. In a way, I think she wants to get married, but mm-hmm. she just kind of wants to stay with her parents.
You don't say.
Yeah.
I didn't need the backstory to get that.
She is an actress and absolutely stunning.
Stunning.
Like, to the point it kind of takes your breath away.
Agreed. She is gorgeous.
And so this guy is the one who was given to her the bio data. By Seema Aunty and
Tushar,
and he works in film as well.
He said, I was Googling questions to ask. I was nervous. And they're talking about poetry, and she does poetry, and she's talking about people think I'm heartbroken, but I'm not. I just know
and
love, and I kind of roll
and
my
it
eyes.
It all seems great.
Going really well.
Until.
He even talks about his vision board. He's got a vision board. He wants to make films that matter. And she said, yes, that's what you need to do. Make films that matter. Make things that matter. So then you can spend time with your parents, right?
And he's like, well, funny thing about that. She's like, my parents don't want me to leave. And he's like, well, I've kind of been away from my parents for 15 or 17 years by myself.
It's been since he was 16 years old.
And she went, I bet they'll come back. And she's like, you know how American parents, they understand the person gets to be an adult. My mom still thinks I'm a 10-year-old boy. And she's like, what's wrong with that?
And she is like, that's great.
And it really.
She completely shuts
it
down.
It really puts her off.
She seems so type A to me. And that when anything gets thrown off of her plan or unexpected, she just crumbles.
Everyone on this show.
I mean, she's terrible on set as an actor.
Oh, terrible. Everyone on this show is ridiculously spoiled. So you need to know that they're...
Well, don't they have a level of money anyway,
usually.
Fact that they're hiring Seema to do
it? And that's why Seema always says, everyone's so picky. I give them everything.
I do love that Seema loves her job and also hates all of them.
Yes.
There's that
it's
undercurrent.
It's my favorite thing about her.
It's great.
She's like, oh, it's the clients that are terrible.
Yeah, not me.
She in the earlier part of this season, she's meeting with these kind of Indian three men who have devised like dating apps for Indians to specifically Indians to find, and the one guy's Muslims only and things like that. And she's like, they all kind of commiserate about, she's like, everyone thinks it's magic. And then Seema says, she's like, I'm a matchmaker, you know, she's like, but I'm having a hard time with my own daughter because she's going through that. And later on this season, we see her in the process of matchmaking with her own daughter.
Oh. Yeah,
she has two daughters. One is married, and I think the other isn't. You can correct me, Yara. Maybe there are three daughters, but I know there's one who has kids, because Seema's a grandma. I will always stand Seema Aunty. She can be a little brutal, but I like her communication style.
Maybe she could help Rishi.
Oh, no, she would read Rishi for filth.
But I don't think his family could afford her.
They could not.
That's a big difference.
They could not. She would say, oh, we just need to find a, and he'd start listing things they wanted, and Seema's like, that's going to be very hard. I don't think I can do this.
Which means pay up.
Yep. Well, it also mean that she would probably tell Rishi's mom, you need to lower your expectations about what you think you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's pretty realistic. So y'all,
you know the date doesn't go well. And I've been on one date, I remember years ago, where they're just Rushali and Tushar at the end of the date, and he says, because she says, well, the excitement's faded. And then they're cut to them. We see him saying, well, is there anything else to talk about? And she says, I think we've covered almost everything.
I want to go home and masturbate.
That's basically, that's what that meant.
I will say, he understood where she got turned off, and they both had a tacit understanding.
Yeah.
And that was the way it ended, and I kind of respected the honesty. We're going to skip Vikash for a second and go on to Priya, and we'll do Vikash last.
Priya, again, she is beautiful. Her mother's cute, but you see that she is really, I saw immediately, because have we seen her before?
She's only on this season, but she's been on previous episodes.
She's very enmeshed with her mother and what her mother thinks about her.
Yes.
I could tell that in the first 3 minutes.
Also, the thing about Priya you need to know is she's been married before.
Oh.
Yes.
She got that dick.
As Seema said when they were introducing, when they went to Bobby's family, who I love Bobby, and he is just kind of a bundle of nervous energy. I don't know if you talked about this on there, but he is a math teacher, which is why he would say like, oh, 5.5, that's half of 11. And she's like, what the fuck?
I don't know, Bobby.
Bobby is the guy who went, you never saw this. She friend zoned Bobby.
Is Bobby on this episode?
No.
I don't think, yeah.
No. Sorry.
I don't think he is.
I just forgot that you never met Bobby.
Yeah, okay. Bobby.
Bobby, baby. Bobby, bubby. Bobby, won't you come over for dinner? Seema, auntie thinks that you're fidgety too. Bobby was someone who Priya went out with.
Ah.
And they went dancing, salsa dancing, and he was just very nervous, wearing heels. And
Priya, he was wearing heels?
You know, men's dancing lifts. Shoes have a little heel on them. And that was a debacle. So there's this concept. Priya, and I really believe this, she even had to say to Bobby, Seema had to say to Bobby's family when they were trying to decide with the bio data, and she's like, well, she was married once, but it wasn't good. So it wasn't the girl's fault.
Yes.
But they still kind of believe that. A divorce is one person's fault, and they don't want it to be Priya's fault.
That's what my mother always told me.
What?
Not my fault.
What?
It's not my fault. Your father did it all.
Do you really believe that now, or
why would I question my mother?
But don't you believe that there was a lack of communication on both parts? That
I'm not going to comment on this for some reason. That my mother one day figures out how to get on Reality Gays Plus. You can move on.
Okay, I get it. Boy, someone's still afraid to question their mother.
In the means of self-preservation, we need to move on.
I see. So Seema shows up again. She's like, well, I'm back again. Great. You had a problem with the last one. Sure. So she brings her Jay, who is 6'1", because Bobby was not tall. Mm-hmm. Because there's a big thing with height in this show for both men and women. And he's into fitness. And she's like, oh, and you could tell, even seeing him, she's like, he's not what I normally do go for. I don't think she wants to get married.
No, she doesn't seem like it.
She's trying to please her parents. And
although I feel like, so when she goes on the date with him later, I felt like she seemed to be more into the date than he was.
I didn't get that.
He was really not into it.
He wasn't. But she's like, he's a nice guy. His energy is off from the jump, y'all.
From the jump, yeah.
And he, did you know when she said, when she said ice cream is overrated? And he kind of lost his mind. I will say,
fair.
Y'all, if you know you have, let's say, questionable takes on things that everyone generally likes, save those for the third date. I'm saying that now.
I want to do as you say, not as you do, though.
Because I do that
because
shit.
Because you love to throw people a wrench at the first.
I love to test people.
You do.
But my beauty and everything will keep them coming back for the next one. I can throw them a hot take. that is really unpopular. But the unpopular opinion that ice cream is bad or overrated.
Well, she was upset because she said, that's in my profile. Why would he ask? Like, why would you put that in your profile?
I would not want to date Apriya. I'll tell you now.
No.
Yeah. No. It is weird that she detests ice cream.
I mean, that's fine if you don't like ice cream.
It's just a weird thing.
It's just goodness.
And she does.
By the way, I had 20 more people send me that Dr. Pepper Bluebell ice cream. I'm so glad I made the announcement on tow. Y'all,
maybe you should be less basic.
I got the no. It's on brand.
It is. That's true. I'm not going to argue with you there.
Anyway, if you're listening to this, y'all, because this airs before the episode of Toe that we recorded yet, I've gotten all your memes about the Dr. Pepper Bluebell ice cream noted.
I just delete them if they come to Rowdy Gays.
Yeah, if you ever want me to know something, don't send it to Reality Gays.
No, I respond. I respond to everyone
you
on
respond,
Reality Gays.
You respond, but then you never tell me about it. And then if it says...
I mark it if I think you need to know about
if
it.
If it says, hey, Maddie, he just goes, swipe, delete, delete.
There's things that you don't necessarily need to deal with. I'm doing it for you.
I don't really check that one anyway. I let Caitlin do it.
No, I do that.
Oh, I thought it was Caitlin
doing
it.
No, it's me.
It's fine. You can have it. Because I post on my own Instagram. You don't really post on your Instagram.
I don't.
So it's like, you can handle that one. I'll handle mine.
But I handle my own Instagram, too. But
you don't do anything. Your own Instagram is just for dick pics.
But people send me messages.
Of dicks?
No. Sometimes. So, you guys, just know this. It really also throws her off that he's never lived with a woman. And he's, I want to say in his 30s.
I feel like.
Late 30s.
But if you've never been married.
This is someone who is not. This is someone who's not looking really to get married.
No,
she is going to find particular things that she does not like about everyone.
But then as they're leaving, he's like, well, it's nice. And he goes to shake her hand. And she's like, shake hand. I'm a hugger. And I went, girl, he's not into you.
I think that's one of the reasons that I think she could feel that. And I think. That's one of the reasons she was doing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah, it was. I haven't watched the whole season. If you're listening, you probably already have. But I don't think she's going to find anyone. There is one thing I saw on episode 4 where this guy with a man bun basically says, you need to learn to take a compliment to her. And she was like, what? And it was amazing.
Oh, that's good.
She's like, can you just take a compliment? It's just like, blah, 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 blah. I screamed.
You could take that note.
You know what? I could take that note better.
I kind of could too, honestly, though.
Yeah. I think it's also being Southern. We were like, oh, you know, I'm just doing my best. I don't know. Can we talk about Vikash? He's 38.
Davis. California.
Davis, California, Party School Central. That's what's in Davis.
It's Berkeley's there, right? No, not Berkeley.
UC Davis.
UC Davis is there.
Biggest party school in the nation.
It's a big party school, yeah. I mean, it's still close to
Actually, it's probably not. That's ASU. sorry, ASU sissies.
And, you know, I know Santa Cruz is a big party school, and so is UCSB. Sorry, no one gives a shit. I would almost say Santa Barbara, though, is all of my friends that went to Santa Barbara got fucking, they would talk, never mind. Yeah. No one cares about it. I'm talking about this, and I'm going, no one cares.
No, but Davis is a big party school.
I get jealous of all my friends that, like, they go to schools in the California schools because that just sounds way more fun to go to school at Santa Barbara or Davis than fucking...
You go to the beach than Denton.
Than what we had in Denton, Texas.
My undergrad was fun. It was fun things to do.
You were by a lake.
Yeah.
I guess Baton Rouge was kind of fun.
No.
No. Okay. Oh yeah, that
New Orleans was New Orleans was close, but still,
I just think there's something magical about the California schools.
Agree. So he's a little picky. He loves to dance. He loves to dance at weddings.
He's
an ER doctor.
He's an ER doctor, and he's charismatic.
He wants to meet a good person.
Yeah.
Didn't specify the gender.
No, he said a good person. wants to meet a good person, he'll take it. He's
done with his single life.
He is that guy.
Confirmed bachelor, if you will.
He is such a, I don't know, gregarious and flamboyant dancer that now he gets hired to just
dance at weddings.
Dance at weddings by himself. And he said, it's just because I know all the words to Lady Gaga.
I mean, other songs. Hindi artists. Seema walks in. He's like, oh, we're matching.
They match.
And she says, Seema says, well, why are you not married, Vikash? I don't know. I'm just waiting for the right girl.
Seema says, quote, why is it taking so long?
This is my favorite thing about Seema. It is not coming from a negative place.
No.
But it is so blunt. It is blunt as a spoon.
Because he's an Indian doctor.
And Seema doesn't have time to deal with, to beat around the bush. Why is it taking so long? Can you imagine someone asking that for you? Why is it taking so long?
Probably my mother will start asking that in a few years.
So he prefers things like, well, he does say, I'm waiting for the right person. I'm also a little picky and I work all the time.
And he's like, got a very long list of what he wants.
Fun, energetic, charismatic. Of course, he wants a tall person. He wants kids 32 through 42. And and I'd like her to be Brahmin. And she seems like,
what the fuck? She's like,
but you eat meat. Why is that a requirement? That's ridiculous.
He's like, well, the culture. And she's like, no, I'm taking that off the list. You're wrong.
Cross it off.
You know, and he's like, well, they can speak Hindi, but they're from America. And she's like, maybe.
No.
She's like, you're really rare. She says, they'll learn Hindi.
I love this about
easy
her.
Easy language to learn.
When she just says, yeah, I'm not going to be able to get all three of these things. Something is going to be let go.
But she's right.
She's being
this
honest.
This is what we do with dating, is that we especially in this day.
In American culture.
We feel like everything has this perfectionist.
We're looking for Cinderella, Prince Charming. We're looking for the fairy tale.
And what happens is we don't, especially in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
God, this is a shit town to date in. But I think with this app culture, it's always the next best thing.
Yeah, we're always trying to trade up.
We never look at like the beauty that someone in front of us is offering.
I say this all the time. Find someone kind you can tolerate.
Yeah.
I know that sounds like going down, but finding someone kind is harder than you'd think. And tolerating
That's
someone,
the truth.
You know, I have a very, very low tolerance for most people. I mean, not you. I mean, you're fine.
Vouch for this.
That's why I have to we have to split up the days when I see you.
Yeah.
So, but just remember, find someone kind. Go for kindness. That's the most important thing.
Sadly, though, like you said, harder than you think
and
to find.
And a nice dick.
Wow.
Yeah. And then if you can get those three, then you can, I think you can work with a lot of other things. But, yeah, I think being able to tolerate someone is a great skill.
It's a great skill.
I'm sure y'all are listening and you're going, God, I hate it when my husband does this. But you've learned to tolerate it. He tolerates shit about you. And you live in this state of tolerance, which is a wonderful thing. You don't have to love everything about each other. What?
Boy, you make marriage sound so great.
None of it's a fairy tale. Those are successful marriages.
Wow.
I'm realistic.
Wow.
If you're listening and you love every single thing about your partner, you're a liar. I'm saying this now. You're a liar.
Send your messages to Jake it or fake it.
Tolerance, y'all. That's the way to go.
Wow.
That's the book that I'm going to write. That's the relationship book that I write in a couple
wow.
years. someone will come for me hard. So she's basically, I wrote down, Seema's like, you're not going to get everything. And he's like, but why shouldn't we try to get everything? She's like, that's not the way I do things.
Not the way I do things.
So y'all.
Later, they're their parents. They're meeting with his mother and father.
He's, let's say he loves his parents. He's very close to his mother.
Very close to his mother.
A boy's best friend is his mother.
It is. And Seema's basically said, so he has this picky thing. We got rid of that. And mom says, okay, well, everyone is just waiting and waiting and waiting for him to get married to a woman.
Yeah. The women are Sonia. She does not want children though. That's Vanita doesn't speak Hindi. And she wants a tall man.
I wonder if that's the same Vanita who runs, the snow cone stand up by the mall.
Doubtful.
And are you sure?
Yeah.
But who knows? Maybe she's on the, you don't see a lot of Vanitas.
It's
she
doubtful.
Would always put extra black cherry syrup on my dad's snow cone. It made him so happy. He would always say, Matt, make sure if you go, there's Vanita. Give her an extra dollar.
I'm sure that dollar solved her problems.
It did. My brother said, I wasn't there, but my brother called me one day crying. I was like, what are you crying for? He's like, I just went to the snow cone stand and Vanita said, here's a black cherry on me. I sure did love your dad.
I guess I'm also thinking that we don't have perennial snow cone stands. They're only there in the summer.
No, well, it's hot now. It's been open since they open around April where we are because it's warmer. My brother just went like a little bit ago.
Maybe it's just me. I had a snow cone at a fair. I would never think about in a daily life. Maybe that's me. It would just never enter into my head.
My dad loved a snow cone. He'd get one at least two or three times a week in the summer.
I'm not judging that. I'm just saying.
Also, there's a thing, too. This is to anybody going through cancer. Apparently, with the chemo or whatever, ice people really like.
I'm not judging your father's love of snow cones while he was,
I don't care if you do.
Was doing that.
He also ate tamales from a command. So
then the parents text alarms even going off.
They're like, boop.
the guy's like, give me your phones. Give me your phones. Both of you.
It seems like sometimes people don't take this as seriously as I do.
Oh, I forget how much I love this show. So, y'all, he chooses Anjali. They're going painting and wining. And again, anyone who knows me knows this is a terrible date idea.
Did you watch their date?
I did.
How did it go?
It was cringe.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. And you know why it's cringe, y'all?
Say it with us, y'all.
Vikash opens his mouth and a purse falls out.
He gay.
As a sissy said, there is closetry afoot.
Closetry. Whoop, whoop. Homosexual.
And he
dick licking will ensue in 5 minutes. Dick licking will ensue in 5 minutes.
Abort. He probably doesn't know it. Actually, he kind of probably does. But it does make me a little sad.
It's really gay. I had someone ask me once, would I go to their wedding and dance? Because they said I was such a charismatic dancer and brought the party to the dance floor. And I said, I'm not going to do
they,
that.
Were they cited?
This was in Oklahoma.
Oh.
They're like, you're such a fun dancer. And you bring again. Can you come to my wedding?
Were they blind?
And No. They wanted me to literally just be the gay minstrel dancer at their wedding like the way he is. That's what he does.
Oh, wow. But I was just going to clarify, y'all. If you had a sneaking suspicion, you're like, there's something about him.
What's different?
We're telling you now. He is inside. He is a mincing, prancing pickle smoker.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. We're pretty proud ones.
We love
but
a pickle smoker.
He's not going to, and it may really be hard for him. I'm sure it is. He may be aware of it. He may not be aware of it. I bet his friends all know, and his friends are basically thinking, oof, I just wish he'd fall in love with a man. But y'all, if you were wondering,
and stop dancing.
Anyway,
I'm bored. That's your bi curious.
If you wanted to know what
bi,
we
maybe
thought,
he's bi.
That's true. He definitely has a predilection for cock.
Yeah.
He'll try it once and he's like, why haven't I ever tried this?
You never go back. That's your bi curious,
like
everybody.
I tried sushi for the first time. I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life.
Same. Thank you for your votes. We already are. We'll be putting up your next selections for May. It's just a poo poo platter, tons of stuff. So it's going to be a neck and neck.
It's going to be a bloodbath.
So, you know, I don't want to go as dark as you go. A friendly competition.
It's not going to be, though. It's going to be really, really. This is going to be brother against brother or sister against sister.
No.
It's going to be awful.
Friendly
and
competition.
I can't wait to watch.
Sissies.
I want to see those comments full of just vitriol.
Boy, you're like, what's his name with that cleft lip and Gladiator just wanting to watch
them
all fight.
Yes.
What's his name?
I can't remember, but
he
it was Joaquin
the Joker
Phoenix.
And it was really sad.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, it was Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the show, everybody. That's the show. Thank you for your votes. We appreciate it. We are really working. We promise. It is a goal. Next time for Supercast, we're going to get.
I've sent them an email.
We're really trying to get Supercast to get this poll thing going with them as well. We're basically trying to get RG Plus all standardized for everyone.
And we'll
on
also
Supercast
have,
and Patreon.
We've been talking about this a long time. We will also have you if you're on Apple subscriptions, which we are really close on.
Really close on. But you're going to get
you
a lot.
Won't be able to vote. In that.
You'll get a lot less shit with that if we're honest.
You will.
You're going to get just the $8 tier and that's it. You won't get to vote. You're not going to get any
comments,
emails.
Yep.
It's just kind of...
And we don't even know who you are. You can subscribe through Apple subscriptions and be incognito.
We can't contact you.
No.
We also can't help you if your subscription is wrong, so don't fucking ask us.
That is true.
Because it's Apple. We feel like it's kind of more for the fair weather fans that are just like, yeah, I'll click on this. I just don't want all those emails from those queens. Then that's for you.
You know what? I understand that.
I get it.
We do a lot fewer emails.
When people say this person unsubscribed from your newsletter, which we get on the daily, I kind of respect them.
Because I will be honest, you get an email. I think there is a way to especially with Patreon, there's a way to say, that you don't get everything.
Yeah.
But I will say, y'all, you get a lot of emails on a daily basis.
We get it.
So we get it.
We just appreciate you being here, taking time to vote, spending a little time,
Thank
and
you.
We hope this is just a little hour of your Friday that you got to just relax for a little bit. And on that note, Poodle's going to go get fucked. And we'll see you next week. Next time.
So until next time, we tell you bye-bye.
Can I take my clothes off now?
No.